Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
I want to give the president a chance to make his case to the American people for what I think is a pretty desperate cause. And I would hope that the president would see the light. And again, I've always said he's been digging a hole. He's so far from the light, he hasn't seen it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on NPR's All Things Considered yesterday. She may not give the president much of a chance to make his case, having come out against any plan that appears to be a war without end, as she put it. We will carry the speech live at 9 o'clock tonight on AM 820. Tomorrow, by the way, we will have your reactions to President Bush's Iraq speech on this program. We'll also have a call-in for people who have adopted kids as a first choice rather than because of infertility. That's tomorrow, so a lot to listen for every weekday at 10 a.m. here on WNYC. We will open up the phones right now as we begin to preview the president's speech tonight on one of the touchy issues for the Democratic Congress. Should they refuse to approve funding for more troops if they oppose the president's plan? Should they go that far? So far, most Democrats in Congress have not wanted to go that far, I guess for fear of looking anti-troop, not just anti-war. But what do you think? If you are against the war, obviously, if you're for the president's troop surge proposal, then you're not going to want to cut off funding. But if you're against the war, if you don't like the idea of sending more troops, should Congress go so far as to attack it at the level of appropriations? What do you think? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we'll talk more now with Mark Halperin, political director for ABC News, editor of their political online newsletter, The Note, and co-author of The Way to Win, Taking the White House in 2008, published by Random House. Hey, Mark, welcome back to WNYC.
Brian, thank you. If I could just say two things. First of all, Happy New Year.
And to you.
And number two, if Mike Huckabee is a Republican nominee, based on the rapport between the two of you, I think there's a decent chance he'll be on the ticket.
Well, I was going to ask you about Mike Huckabee. That's funny what you said. But what do you think? Since you wrote The Way to Win, you want to handicap him as a Republican candidate?
Sure. I think Governor Huckabee has a lot of strengths. Unfortunately for him, like a lot of the other candidates, fundraising is going to be a minimal condition that he's going to have to meet, and it's difficult to see how Governor Huckabee keeps pace with the big Republican candidates, particularly Senator McCain and former Governor Romney. So he's got a lot of strengths. He's got to get well known, but he's got to, I think, hone his message just a bit more. But the biggest hurdle for him will be fundraising.
He makes a very good impression. He sat here and looked me in the eye. I thought he came off very genuine for the most part, and I think that I guess he could be a viable candidate if the tide has turned, in a sense, away from some of the more sharp-tongued Republican to somebody who, even though he was, quick to reveal some of his conservative bona fides, was also speaking very much in bipartisan terms. He was willing to criticize President Bush, as you may have heard early in the interview, for not being a uniter rather than a divider, and some other things. So I guess he's aiming for the center, but with some social conservative bona fides?
That's right, although in that respect he'd be a lot like John McCain, who has mostly conservative issue positions, but also is basing his candidacy on trying to hold ground in the center. Governor Huckabee is also untested, though. Not that sitting with you is not a test, not that going on the daily shows you talk to him about is not a test, but he has not been involved in politics at this level. He had a relatively low-key set of political combat experiences in Arkansas. And I think, again, if he started to have some success, if he started to raise some money, if he started to rise in the polls, I think there would come a moment where he would be tested, and perhaps he'd stand up to it. But it is hard when you're running as someone reaching out to the center, at least rhetorically, and who's never been through this before.
And John McCain is also there, and he declined to take that bait when I asked him, well, you know, you'd be running against this guy after we played the clip of McCain. Could you argue to the American people that you're more qualified than him to be president? And he said, well, I wouldn't start comparing myself to other individual candidates. It's a tough comparison with John McCain for a lot of people. So, Mark, what do you think the president's going to say tonight?
Well, I think he's going to call for a change in policy in Iraq, the heart of which will be an increase in American troop presence, running counter to both the midterm election results and current public opinion, and also running counter to the wishes of the new Democratic majority in Congress. And he's also going to call for different attempts to get different countries in the region involved, for the Iraqis to take charge of their political and economic and military situations, and for greater economic reconstruction as supported by United States tax dollars. But I think the direction is going to be not towards, obviously, a scaling down of American presence, but an increase, and that's going to be very controversial, and it's also going to be very difficult, I think, for the president to sustain as a matter of politics. As a matter of reality, though, the interesting aspect of this is he can sustain it in all likelihood, no matter what the wishes of the public or of the Congress.
One report I heard referred to 10,000 troops deployed immediately, followed by another 10,000 only if the Iraqis meet certain requirements. Did you hear that?
I've heard all sorts of things, and that's a possibility. But our sense is that the troops will be going in at a faster pace than that, and not so conditional. And while there may be aspects of this that the president himself does not speak about, but we hear about over the coming days. And of course, the issue of benchmarks of the Iraqis meeting conditions is one that's extraordinarily controversial. There'll be some of that in this plan, but my guess is that some people who might be inclined to support the president's plan in both parties and citizens around the country will be disappointed in the level of specificity the president and the administration lay out. In other words, the Iraqi accountability standards may not be as rigorous as No Child Left Behind, some of the other areas in which the president has demanded accountability of a pretty strict and measurable nature.
No standardized test for Iraqi cabinet ministers,
exactly.
Huh? I guess because I was wondering if he does introduce this tonight with specific accountability benchmarks, whether that changes everything, because then it sounds less like a troop surge and more like a threat to the Maliki government or even a cover for a later pullout.
Based on what we've heard, I think the speech hasn't been given yet. We can pregame it all we want.
You don't think he's going there?
But I don't think he is. And there's some reason to think that that's not a smart move. The minute you're specific, the wisdom within most of the military planners who advise the president is the Iraqi insurgents, those who wish the United States presence to end, will just wait it out. And we'll say, okay, if this doesn't happen in 6 months, you're gone.
Right.
We'll get you gone in 6 months.
All right. We asked our listeners if you oppose a troop surge or escalation, and the president proposes it. Should the Democratic Congress go so far as to cut off funding for the extra troops? Carol in Croton-on-Hudson, you're on WNYC. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think we should cut off the funding, and I think it's actually a gift to the troops. We don't hear any groundswell from the troops who are actually experiencing this horrible situation that they think we ought to extend this. They're loyal and they don't speak out, but there's no sense of any of them coming back home that we ought to be escalating and adding more troops there. And the generals themselves don't think that we ought to be doing that. I think it's a gift to the troops. I think it's a gift to the troops for their future in America. Draw down our troops and draw down our spending, and I think it would put us on a different trajectory towards a more sustainable energy approach here in our own home country.
Carol, thank you. John in Bergen County, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Good morning, Brian. I'm opposed to the opposition to sending funds for troops because I'm a Democrat, and I oppose the war, but the Democrats are boxed into a situation where as Maureen Dowd said this morning, we're sort of out in the open here. We can't do anything because the president already committed troops. And from a political point of view, and solely political, the Democrats would be on very weak grounds in addition to that, who's to say that Joe Lieberman wouldn't vote for it, and then you have a 50-50 tie anyway? That I wouldn't count on Joe Lieberman to vote with the Democrats on this issue. So,
right. Well, some other Republicans might vote against it. But thank you for your call. Now, Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, seems to be laying the groundwork for possibly voting to cut off funding, or at least not add additional funding. Let's hear part of how she put it on NPR's All Things Considered yesterday.
So what we're saying to the president is, make no mistake, Democrats support our troops, and we will fund their needs for those who are in Iraq now. If you wish to make a case for an escalation for the war, note first that Democrats oppose the escalation. Secondly, that we will listen to your argument for its justification, but you must be prepared to justify. This will be new to the president because the Republicans never asked any questions before. They just gave him a blank check.
Nancy Pelosi talking about blank check again on All Things Considered yesterday. Mark Halperin is with me, political director for ABC News and author of The Way to Win, taking the White House in 2008. What exactly is she threatening there, or is she?
Well, this is as a political story, again, this is a serious substantive issue, but as a political story, this is fascinating because the Democrats, I think in the past, in most of the fights with the Bush White House on national security, I think Democrats have underestimated their vulnerability to allegations that they're abandoning the troops or they're engaged in cut and run. At this point, I think Democrats might be overestimating their vulnerability. I think they might be fighting the last war politically. Public opinion, the president, maybe he can change it with the speech, but I think you are going to see some initial votes in both the House and the Senate that will show overwhelming Democratic opposition to what the president says and some Republican opposition. I think you'll see public opinion polls that will probably show opposition. And then it's a matter of if Democrats can continue to come up with proposals that will not put them into political peril. And I think they probably can. Now, again, I think that puts the ball back in the president's court to say, well, okay, what does he want to do in response? Does he want to precipitate a constitutional clash, or does he want to give in? But I think the Democrats have a lot to push off of here, a lot of solid ground to stand on.
Mark, I want to take a little left turn here. The U.S. military is going after al-Qaeda in Somalia right now, and I wonder if you think that there is any relationship between that and the president's speech tonight.
Well, I wonder about that. I also wonder about the major military operation in Baghdad that's going on, that has been going on for the last couple of days. Hard to know. My gut tells me no, but it's certainly a possibility. But, you know, I don't think it matters. Just to go back and reinforce the point I made, no war can be sustained if it is the president's war rather than the nation's war. And I don't believe that Nancy Pelosi believes at this point that Iraq, American military efforts in Iraq are America's war. I think she thinks of it as Bush's war, and I don't think the speech tonight will change that.
By the way, on my television show tonight, we'll talk about the nation of Ethiopia, not a place that many Americans know about, but a country that is now working very closely with the United States in this military action in Somalia, and we'll show dueling videos about Ethiopia released by Oxfam and Starbucks, believe it or not. That's tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75 on the New York City cable systems. Brian in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi, good morning, Brian.
Hi.
Yeah, I actually oppose the appropriations of additional funds. I mean, if you're the owner of a business that's been failing 3 years and you go back for more funding to your investors and you don't have a clear plan for what you're going to use this funding for, the objectives and how you're going to be successful, you're not going to get the funding. But I don't want to boil this down to something so simple as business. I mean, the majority of the American people oppose the war. Bush's rating is as low as possible. His top military commanders are telling him troop escalation is not going to win the war. So it's
well, that was the old military commanders. And Mark Halperin, it's out with the old and in with the new who support the policy. Were they chosen on that basis?
Well, I think that's likely. You know, there's an excellent story in the Washington Post today I'd recommend to people that talks about how the president is in effect going against his military advisors. And as you point out, Brian, he's replaced some of the leading ones who were opposed to additional troops. But the Pentagon in general has not seen this as the right move, although they are more open to it if the plan is is the military increase is part of an overall plan that does involve a greater political and diplomatic push and greater economic funding to try to create jobs, and that, in theory, is going to be part of this plan. But the president, you know, it has now become cliche to say he's bet his presidency on his Iraq policy, but he's certainly doubling or tripling down here and doing it again, leaving himself even more open to the allegations that, contrary to his off-stated position that he is following the commander's wishes, that he's going his own way here and following the wishes of a relatively small group of people who believe that this is the right strategy and that American policy in Iraq should change but continue along the same line.
We just have 15 seconds left. Do we know that there would be a particular price tag, you know, attached to the particular troop surge if Congress did want to try to cut off funding? Is it X dollars extra for these extra troops?
The money's a little bit fungible, but it certainly you could find a way if the Democrats choose to basically say we want to see a plan that involves spending less and not more and no money, no extra money as part of an emergency supplemental or the defense appropriations bill.
All right. Mark Halperin, political director for ABC News, editor of their online political newsletter, The Note, and author of The Way to Win, Taking the White House in 2008. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
And, of course, we will have live coverage of the president's address on Iraq tonight at 9 on AM 820. Also at 8 o'clock on AM 820, tune in for WBGO's New Jersey Matters, a live call-in special with Governor John Corzine that we will also be airing. And, of course, tomorrow morning we will get your reactions to the president's Iraq address. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.